The Justice Department estimates that every year more than 100,000 American children end up in the country's sex trade. And on average, they get started in prostitution at just 12 years old. They are children, but in many cases the law treats them as criminals rather than victims. Reporter Dina Temple-Raston spoke with former sex workers who are trying to change that.
It is 8 p.m. in Times Square. And as visitors rush to performances of family-friendly shows like The Lion King, and street performers play their instruments for small change, girls working what they call the track, selling themselves in the sex trade on 42nd and 8th, are just beginning their day. Tiffany is 19. She and other women interviewed for this story didn't want their last names revealed. They were worried their pimps would come after them. Tiffany is tall, lanky, and partial to colorful headscarves, hip-hugger jeans, and Nike running shoes. Her easy smile and soft manner belie her past. She was a 14-year-old runaway when she first started working as a prostitute on 8th Avenue and 42nd.
My pimp would come in, whether we stayed in a hotel or wherever, and tell us to get ready to go to work. And work was being outside on the track. So we would get dressed, do our makeup, do our hair, to make us look much older than what we really was.
Tiffany would work most nights, in Times Square, until 5 a.m., climbing in and out of cars with men two and three times her age. She left the business 3 years ago, and now counsels women like Keisha, whose father murdered her mother and whose grandmother abused her. The bubbly, doughy 18-year-old started working the track when she was just 12.
I actually felt like it was cool for an older man to be into me, being only 12 years old, and him being 30-something. I felt like that was the way life should be.
She had run away from home, met a man, and within months, he had asked her to turn tricks.
He started saying that he loved me, but he would love me even more if I brought him more money.
He suggested she work in the VIP room in a club in the Bronx. He told her she would only have to perform oral sex for a half hour a night. Of course, it didn't work out that way. She was sexually exploited for 3 years until she was arrested and charged with solicitation. She was given a choice, juvenile prison, or joining a New York City program called GEMS, Girls Education and Mentoring Services, which would help her leave the business. Rachel Lloyd is the executive director of GEMS.
We have certain laws and standards that we say as a young person, you can't make certain decisions, you can't make certain choices, and we're going to protect you because you're a young person.
In fact, Lloyd doesn't think these young women had any choice at all. The thin brunette 30-year-old worked in the sex trade in Germany when she was just a teenager. That's why Lloyd is pushing for the Albany legislature to pass a law that would give young American girls the same sort of protections that smuggled immigrants got 5 years ago when Congress passed the Trafficking Victims Protection Act.
The age of consent in most states, in New York State, is 17 for sex, and yet under the age of 17, children can still be charged as prostitutes with an act of prostitution. It's a complete double standard.
Lloyd says that if Russian and Mexican women enslaved in the sex trade in New Jersey are seen as victims, why shouldn't young American women on the streets of New York have the same status?
If international girls under the age of 18 are considered victims and you don't have to prove, and this is the language in the legislation, fraud, force, or coercion, then why is it with our children in our country we have a completely different set of rules?
Clearly, these girls are victims. Tiffany's pimp set fire to her best friend using liquor and a match. She was forced to watch the girl burn to death. She says she has had to numb herself to those kinds of experiences. Keisha was beaten and sexually abused. Lloyd said that the only way to improve the odds for other girls is to pass a law to protect them. If the Safe Harbor Act is approved, New York would become the first state to give young American sex workers the same protections as those smuggled into the country against their will. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple-Raston.